greetings and welcome to Urban Radio. My name is Oswald, and you are listening to us live today on Server 2, as we are calling it, the pre-QuakeCon 2002 edition of the Urban Radio today. As you can tell, we're a little bit behind schedule here. Got a few special guests who are going to be on the show with me today. I got a few other things to hook up here before we actually get into the thick of it, talk a little 2.6, talk a little QuakeCon, and see what our guests have to say today. So before we get too far into it, we've got one more song, and we'll be right back with you here on Urban Radio.
Thank you.
greetings, and again, welcome to the Friday edition, the pre-QuakeCon edition of Urban Radio. I am Oswald, your fun-loving host here, who probably has absolutely no skills when it comes to urban terror, but hey, right? I enjoy the playing. Before we get started here, I do want to bring on Mungo Zen. He is our happy fatty, our music man here for Urban Radio. He's the one who spins all the tunes. And Mungo, how's it going today?
Oh, it's pretty good. It's going just fine, actually. Beautiful day, except I'm sitting inside and the sun is outside. Anyway, just wanted to let everyone know we got a wonderful metal show. I decided that you're all listening to too much mellow stuff. So we've got stuff like In Flames, which you heard off the top, some Refuse, some Soil Work, little Steel Dragon from that movie Rockstar. Anyway, everybody enjoy the show, and yeah, that's it.
And while we have you online, we're sort of killed two birds with one stone here. You've played a little bit of 2.6. You have any information or any comments you want to pass along to the community as to how you think it plays compared to 2.5?
Oh, I'm under NDA, so I can't do that.
Ah.
No, I'm just kidding. It's, you know what, 2.6, it's funny, and I've heard a lot of people say this, it just feels better. It's in the way you move, in the way you shoot, in the way everything around you, it just comes together so much better. That's all I can say. Like, there's no one thing that made it any better. It was just the whole thing is better.
It's a development team that made it better, though, right? No, I'm just kidding. All right. Well, that's
excellent.
That's cool. I don't have enough good things to say about you. I do want to thank you for all the help you've given me here over the past couple of weeks with providing me with the music. It just takes a little bit of a load off my shoulders, and I can just concentrate on sitting down and writing word for word what I'm going to talk about. But unfortunately, today, I can't do that. So, Mungo, any parting comments before we say goodbye and let you go and you can listen to the rest of the show?
Yeah, totally. It's my pleasure to do this. And I want you all to, later on tomorrow, check out Mandatory Metal with Jeff T. I was lucky enough to actually win some stuff off of his show a couple weeks back, and the more people are there, the more chances you get to win stuff. So go to Pound Metal on Saturday evenings and check that out. Other than that, keep on fragging and keep a smile on your face. Good day.
Hey, thanks, Mungo. And again, just what Mungo said, another TSN show, and I believe tomorrow is going to be his last one here for the week is... You know, we had to QuakeCon here starting next week, and the last TSN show will be on Sunday before QuakeCon begins. With that said, I'm going to do another tune here, and then we'll actually get into the show and give you some more information. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio.
Your faded eyes.
Hey, it's Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio, and we are back. Again, thank you to Mungo Zen. And before we get started, I do want to give some props to those who make our show happen each and every week. First off, the Team Sportscast Network. We've been affiliated with them now for, probably about 10 months. And without them, as you know, the show would not happen. And we are looking for big things at QuakeCon. Right now, I can't comment on a show for next week. Right now, if I had to comment on it, I'm going to say there's probably not going to be a show next week. But if that changes, I will surely let everybody know in Pound or Urban Terror, and we'll get word to you guys if there is. But for the most part, it's going to be calling Return to Castle Wolfenstein matches and Quake 3 matches. So if you don't hear from us next week, we will be back the following week. So I just want to say props to those guys at TSN. We have a bunch of great shoutcasters, Warwitch, Coldshot, The Man on the Top. Great group over there. If you have a chance, hopefully you guys will tune in to the QuakeCon edition of TSN. Also want to pass along the props to the guys over at Forbidden Ninja, fn.zdwebhosting.com. They post the show notes we use each and every week, with the exception of this week, since I'm doing this without any notes, actually. Yeah, can you believe that? I can't. We'll see how long I last. And finally, want to say thanks to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting. He makes the shows available through ZD Web Hosting, his web hosting company. We've had absolutely no problems with him. So if you're looking for a little hosting, feel free to use Zach.
TSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Team Sportscast Network. Start treating your mouse right with the Mouse Bungee Cord Controller. For super smooth handling, the Mouse Bungee incorporates a solid steel ballast, rubberized non-slip, non-scratch foot pads, and a cord clip. Mouse Bungee's specially designed springs provide subtle tension for dragless and snagless, virtually cordless control of any corded mouse. In just 60 seconds, you can wire up your Mouse Bungee and forever eliminate the hassle and interruptions caused by a dragging cord. Because it's made from sturdy materials, Mouse Bungee is designed for years and years of wear and tear. Stop by Everglide.com and get your very own Mouse Bungee today. Once again, that's www.everglide.com. Play and work with virtually cordless control. The Mouse Bungee.
Got to give those guys props. Mouse Bungee and TSN. And actually, for some of the show, we will have another guest host, and that host being a Blade Killer from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm sure if you guys don't know her, then you're actually living under a rock, aren't you? But we do have Blade Killer live on the phone. Blade Killer, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi. Pretty good. Get nervous.
Nervous? For what? For QuakeCon or being on the radio?
Kind of both right now, I think.
No. They all love you. I love you. It's all good. So what's on your mind?
QuakeCon.
What about QuakeCon?
Oh, nervous the trip.
Oh, no. It'll be a good time.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, well, like I was just about to say, we'll definitely take care of you. As some of you know, there are, I think right now there's about 7 or 8 of us who will be attending QuakeCon. Myself, Blade Killer, and Rabid Cow are actually going to arrive in Texas on the 13th. And I believe most of the team, those guys from TSN and many of the participants, will actually show up on the 14th. So we're actually going to be there a day early. And anticipation, what are you feeling? I mean, I know you've never been to one of these, but are you excited?
Yeah, and I'm glad I'm going to be there a day early. That'll settle in, get kind of relaxed. Wait and see what happens. Should be interesting. I know a lot of people in the community that don't have nothing to do with hair